views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Janice Underwood Show, unleashing the creator within for real. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice explores the life creator system, helping listeners access the tools needed to create the life experiences most appropriate for their soul's growth. In this hit show, you will learn about relationships, energetics, mind and body communication, quantum healing, intuition, and much more. Create the life you want, not the life you tolerate on The Janice Underwood Show.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Janice Underwood, and you're listening, of course, to The Janice Underwood Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour as we explore tools and strategies that help you create the life you want for real. You know, every Monday, I'm really excited about this because every Monday we're going to be diving into a topic, and we'll also have some transformational tools and experts in the fields of relationship and physical body health and energetics that can help you connect back to your life creator mindset and teach you how to use your life creator body system. Now, what we don't know, what we forget sometimes is that we inherently have these tools available to us. And so this show is about you connecting back to you and creating the life that you really want. So, because this is the first show, and it's been a long time in the making for me, I'd like to move into the energy of gratitude. So I'm going to take a moment here just to center myself. If you'd like to join in with me, as long as it doesn't affect what you're doing. And let's move into the energy of gratitude. I love using the energy of gratitude to set space, to set session work, and just to start projects like these, because gratitude is such a powerful, powerful energy we can connect into. And so with that, I'm going to say how grateful I am that you're all here and that this show is live. And a special thanks to Dr. Pat and all of her amazing team, including my producer today, Carter. And yeah, let's just have some fun with this. I want to remind you all, too, that I'd love to hear from you because we'll be talking about topics about, you know, intuition and relationship. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the life creator system. So I welcome your insights and also your sharing of how you notice intuition in your life or what you notice about your relationships. All right. Well, let's get started then. Here's a little story for you. I was preparing for this show, and as usual, I was asking for a little help from my friends. Now, you can call them guides or people on the other side. I usually just ask for the guidance that I need from myself or from the situation in order to go forward in the most appropriate way, let's say. And so anytime I start a new project, I really want to make sure that I'm kind of seeing all the things I can before, you know, I really start writing something or making it more concrete. Now, what I love about this process is that I'm open to the guidance. And, you know, at some point in my life, getting intuition and guidance was really difficult. And although I was very sensitive energetically and I was intuitive, it was really hard for me to communicate that to other people. And so that left me frustrated most of the time. Now, these days, because of, you know, the things that I've learned and how I practiced, I actually look forward to playing with my environment and getting the intuition and the guidance that I need. And as we all know, energy is key when we're playing with intuition. So as I'm asking for some help and some guidance, I receive some. And it's really fun because I set up a little while ago. Oh, it's probably been about 2 years ago. I set up the specifics around intuition because we all do intuition differently. Some people feel it in the body. Some people see things. Some people hear things. And some of us, you know, we have a combination of things. Now, my energy is such that I am more of a homesteader. You know, I'm that person that takes, you know, an idea or an inspiration, and I like to ground it in the environment. So I don't have necessarily any trepidation of taking first actions. And I don't really care if they're wrong or not. I just want to see if we can start making something concrete happen in the world from this inspiration. So I set up for myself in order to really know that my guidance was indeed trustworthy, that I wanted to see it in my environment. So I'm great about having it, you know, internally, like having a feeling and maybe hearing something within me, but I also like to see it dance around me in different ways. So what I like to see is that a message comes to me in different forms, and that it be understood, like it have a theme to it, so that I'll know that, yeah, that's what I need to do. And this is a lot of fun because it means that it keeps me in the present moment because I have to make sure I don't miss anything, right? If I'm asking for guidance, now I've got to be available to understand it and see it or feel it or hear it. So as I'm preparing for this show, I just started saying, hey, what are some of the things I need to include in this first show as we're launching and getting people excited about using the system and excited about using the gifts that they already have? And so I get intuitively and, an understanding of, well, you know, this is about really the next steps in spiritual journeys for people. I'm like, okay, yeah, I got that. And then I'm guided to a couple of books. I'm also guided to a webinar that I really didn't want to spend time doing, but it was very helpful because it, along with the books, and then some colleagues contacted me with the same themes. And then I also saw some newsletters with some of the same words. And so for me, if I see something about 3 to 6 times, then I'm like, okay, I have heard this terminology over and over again. This is what I need to incorporate. And so when I follow that lead, preparing for a show or preparing for a session or whatever else I'm doing in life is so much easier because now I've caught the energetic flow. And that's exactly what happened with this show. So let me tell you a couple of the themes that came out of what our time together is representative of. So here's the themes that I got here. Hold on. Here we go. All right. Enlightenment of humankind. I know we're seeing that a lot. Awakening of humanity. All these neat little terms out there. So it's really about the enlightenment of humankind and people moving out of the dream state more and more. And the importance of understanding energy. But understanding energy in a way that is easier for us to learn how to cultivate and generate and use in the world around us. And this is key when we want to create the life that we truly want. Because if we're always feeling like we're at cause and we don't feel like we have anything to say about that, that through time really quiets our soul, our desires, our passions, and our creative skills that we naturally have. So as I think about this, I'm just thinking back about the last week, and I'm still a little giddy, okay? What you'll figure out about me is I get really giddy very easily. It's part of me being a kid. She's still in there. And I really do because, one, I know that the answers are always around us. And one of the things I love to teach people is how to listen to their guidance better and how to have fun. Like really have that energy of joy, because when we're there, it's like the universe wants to delight us even more and more. And I see this time and time again in my life. So let's talk about the Life Creator System for a moment. If any of you have listened to the interview I did on the Dr. Pat Show, I don't know, maybe what, 3-4 weeks ago, you might remember that I mentioned that this was one of many systems that were being downloaded or coming in at this time to help with the shift that's occurring in our world. So this is really good news. I love this. I don't know about you, but I love choice. I like having choice. Some people, they're like, okay, it's kind of nice. But me, I really think it's great that we have choices in our life. And that's how we learn anyway, is through different experiences. So what's really nice about this message is that there's going to be so many other types of systems with the same themes coming in. And that means you have many doors that you can choose from. And the overall goal is to support you in generating more spiritually based actions in the world around you. So, with the Life Creator System, it's really about learning how your spiritual energetics, like yourself, can play in the world. And how we're going to do it is through relationship. Now, for those of you who start groaning when you hear the word relationship, I want to tell you, and we'll talk more about this, throughout the show, but it's really about looking at relationship, not just from how can I communicate better or how can I give more attention to my relationships, you know, like to make sure that everybody's happy around me. It's really about the energy of energy. It really is. And so relationship is our shortcut. And that's what a lot of the Life Creator System and many of the different processes helps you do. It helps you practice your energy, retrieve your energy, and change the world around you. All right. So I'll let that all settle with you as we move to our first break. And again, you're listening to the Janice Underwood Show. And we're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we're going to explore more of the Life Creator System, and I'm going to share some words with you about courage. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the Rad Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the Life Creator System and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the Creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you?
For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Janice Underwood, and we're back on the very first episode of the Janice Underwood Show, Unleashing the Creator Within You for Real. And, you know, before the break, we were talking about intuition, and I was telling you a little bit about my story and how I've set up intuition and guidance for myself. And again, I'd love to hear some stories from the listeners about your intuition. So here's the call-in number if you'd like to call in. It's 1-800-930-2819. All right, let's dive into this life creator system. This has been a really interesting coming together of all of the work I've done over the years. And it's been really fun to have such an amazing creative force to work with. And of course, I mean, Dr. Pat, she's been amazing in bringing this to fruition. You know, one of the fun things about my business has been that people will come to me from a trusted friend or a business referral partner, but they don't really know what I do. So the person can only tell them, hey, she can help you out a lot, but I don't know what she does. And this has been sort of like my marketing issue, if you will. But I figured the people who needed to see me found me. And sure enough, that's how my practice has grown through the years. And to me, that is a good indication of when we're aligned with what we want to do in our lives. And when we lean in time and time again, no matter, you know, whether or not we can see the steps before us or if we know, you know, where the path is going to take us. And I can assure you that most of this experience for me in this part of my career has not been forthcoming, not as much as I wanted it to be. So by the time, you know, people came to me, they had already had some issues for a while, or perhaps, you know, they just wanted something different, but they didn't know how to get to the next level. And I'm going to probably guess that most of you who are listening have had that same kind of experience where you've been in this spiritual journey for a long time and you've studied energetics and you've studied how to retrieve your own energy and release energy that's no longer good for you. And it can still be daunting as we move from step to step to step. And so one of the things I'm supposed to tell you, you know, I got this very clearly today, is I'm supposed to tell you about the life creator system and why it's put together, especially for those of you who are healers or who might want to be healers, or, you know, you have a business where you're impacting people in positive ways. And the reason that this system's put together the way it is because it's most aligned with my own spiritual energetics, my own experiences, and most importantly, though, it supports my soul's path. So when I see a lot of the spiritual entrepreneurs or people who want to go into a healing business or a spiritual business or a physical healing business, it can be really daunting for them because they might think that one way is the best way to do it, but yet their physical health will suffer, or they just don't feel like they're in tune with their own natural gifts. And so I think that this message is coming in today to remind us that, you know, we do live in a very kind and loving universe, and anybody that brings in work to assist others needs to remember that we are always given work that supports our own soul growth as well as others. And so to me, this is what the Life Creator System has been. It's a lot of my own experiences that I've been able to explore and transcend and make better, and then also things that I'm interested in. And all of that coming together feeds my soul so that when I work with others, I'm well fed. And this is a component of creating the life that we want. You know, we want to feel invigorated and energized when we're doing our, you know, what our passion is. So let's talk about courage then, because I don't know about you, but I've had to lean in to, and find some courage where there was no courage to be found. And that's been really hard. But what I can tell you is that I've been touched so much by the courage and the vulnerability of many of my clients, especially in the last 2 years, where things have changed dramatically for them, and not always from good situations. You know, sometimes it's a death, sometimes it's a business that's failing. And it's been just so humbling to me to see them sit across from me and have this, you know, hurt and disappointment, but yet also still dig in and say, but I've got to keep going. I know there's something that I have to do, and I have to, I just know I have to keep going. And that's just really touched me and has made me courageous in moments when I didn't know what to do. So I can say that each one of them, all of those experiences with people, have altered my life as much as I've altered theirs. And sometimes the connection has been so profound between us that all I could do was weep or jump for joy. You know, it was either the coming home of maybe a fellow traveler or someone who is just really now ready to go to the next level. And it was just really nice to also see the energies of myself emerging as I moved more and more into my life of service. So the Life Creator System is a combination of all of that stuff. And one of the things that I learned very much through my own experiences with death and transition facilitation or death process coaching was that I have this understanding that I've been able to also within other work, like past life regression work, retrieve and know that, oh, I know about relationship energetics. There's something I inherently know that's very important for us to utilize when we're here in our physical world. And so you can say, this is one of my specialties. And you'll see it throughout the Life Creator System. And it's, to me, one of the easiest ways that we can shortcut our time in learning how to really use energy. So let me tell you what the Life Creator System, I'm just going to give you a summary today. And again, you know, through the radio show and the guests that I have, we're really going to help you understand all the different facets, if you will, of this system and why it all has come together the way it has, and how you, as you can move through the process, can change your life just by paying attention to some, what we consider some usual things that can create extraordinary results, though, when we add our spiritual selves to them. So right now, we're entering into a time where we're going to be, for lack of a better way of saying this, upgrading. So these are a few things we're upgrading. We're moving our ordinary perception, and we're moving that perception into a shift so that we really understand our natural creator mindset. This means that we can understand that we truly know this, that we're expressions of the creator in human form, and that each one of us is replicating the big universe down here. So as we retrieve more spiritual truth and more spiritual energetics, we're actually replicating more and more of the universe as we know it when we're in meditation or we're feeling close to our faith or connecting to ourselves. That's what we want to bring down here, and that's what we're doing in physical form. And then we're going to shift our physical senses to include the energetic body senses. These are the intuition and vibration And these are components of us that we all already have. We just don't consciously use them. So we want to bring those senses in and add them to our physical senses so that we can really take in all the information available to us in the environment. Or like I like to say, our little universes down here as they're playing out. And also, with that understanding now, when we have our creator mindset and we have our physical senses and our energetic senses, then we can look at our life in a different way. And how we're going to look at that is through what I call a life vibration blueprint. It's basically just how we're living. But the more and more spiritual energetics and the more of our natural self, our creator self that we bring in, will shift all of our relationships. And I like to say the word inform, but it's really about generating the energy and shifting our relationships so that now we have a divine life blueprint to work with. And that's where it gets really fun, because we can tap into the creative energies easier. We can move projects. We'll know more about timing. Oh boy. And I can tell you a lot of stuff about timing with projects. I've done some big projects over the years, and I did my biggest one this last year, and I can tell you timing is key. So what I love about the Life Creator System is you don't have to do the start stopping that I've done, you know, the trial and error. It's really put that together for you so that you can streamline how you can move with the creative forces to see what you want in your life. All right. So with that, we're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about courage and how that plays out, and also spiritual energy and in our relationships. I'm Janice Underwood, and you're listening to The Janice Underwood Show. Stay tuned.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Isn't it time to put your health first? To give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled MICHEL.com/book.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
The Janice Underwood Show. Helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the Life Creator System and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the Creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Hi, we're back on the Janice Underwood Show with your Life Creator System. We've been talking about the Life Creator System and some of the focus points of it. So I'm going to review those real quickly. And then I want to remind everyone that I am giving away some time. I've been asked to, as we've been launching this project, I've been asked to make myself available for doing these short spiritual energetic sessions with people. And they seem to be coming into people's lives right when they need them. So I really love when that happens. And also, they've been helping people shift things a little quicker than, you know, they've been doing before. And sometimes, which actually brings up a really good point, I really need to mention this, I think. It's real important for us to not get discouraged if we keep seeing an energetic pattern come in, because sometimes what we're doing is, especially if it's part of our deeper soul's learning, or perhaps you're going to help others transcend the problem state that you're having, it's usually it's usually a good sign that you see something happen in different ways throughout your life. So, for example, let's take relationship. So let's say you had an issue with your mom first, and then that translated to kids at school. And then, when you were an adult, you did some spiritual work and da, 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 but then you saw the pattern again with some coworkers, and then you see it again with maybe someone that you're close to in relationship. And we can get discouraged. I know that, you know, myself and some of my clients have been discouraged to see some of these energetic patterns coming up again, and we think, man, how much more healing do I have to do to get rid of this karma thing or whatever's going on? And sometimes it's really not that. It's just that that's one of your specialties that you can help other people with while you're here. So you're going to see all of the multi facets to that experience. So think of it this way: if we're all the expressions of the Creator down here, and we're all unique, yet we all look like humans, right? We have the same number of eyes and ears and we look similar. Then, but our lives are very, very different from one another's, and our experiences are very different. So we're all kind of our own, we're the fractal, if you will, of the Creator. And we come down here and we create our own little universes, which are also fractals of the bigger universe. And so as we move more and more of our spirituality, our truth, our wisdom, maybe you recover that if you believe in past lives, you recover them from past lives, or you connect to energies using guides or ascended masters, or you have death initiations, you bring all of that in, and now you're the Creator, if you will, of your own little universe down here. Now, the trick about this is you don't want the ego getting a hold of that. That's not the whole point to this. And that's where, you know, we work through all the, what I call neurological levels, to make sure that we catch any of the old personality or ego structures that might want to kind of use that for a different perspective, to have a different type of outcome. So what I tell people is, don't get discouraged if you see energetic patterns coming up again, because it may be that you need to see all 40 or 400 different ways, hopefully not 400, ways that they're playing out, and how it can play out with an animal just as much as it can your boss. And that way you become such an expert on not only identifying the energetic pattern, but you also then know how to transcend it or shift things before, you know, other outcomes happen that you don't want to have happen. And so this is where we start to understand that we have a different vantage point we can play in and from, and we can use more of our own senses, including intuition and energy sensation, And we can inform, we can literally shift the environment. I don't know if you're familiar with the word shapeshifter, but that's really become a big part of my life is I learned that, oh, I could actually be missed in a crowd. People would literally bump into me because I knew how to make myself invisible. And that is really good in some ways, but really bad if you want to get out in the world and have your message heard, right? So there are ways that, you know, a lot of us naturally play with energy and we don't even know it. So if you think you might be one of those people, or if you have an energy pattern that you want to explore, I'm giving away 5 20-minute spiritual energetic tuning sessions. And I'm giving those away today. And I'll have 5 of those available. So if you call in, let's see, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And again, that's 1-800-930-2819. So I'd love to give some of those away to those of you who want to get a jump start before the end of the year. And I think it's just a great time of the year, quite honestly, especially when we're going into relationships for the holidays. It's a great time of year just to take a few moments. That's why they're short. They're 20 minutes, and we can actually do a lot in 20 minutes. So just know that's available, and I'd love to give some of those away today. All right, let's talk about courage for a moment, because what I want to deeply honor with you today is the courage and strength that people have demonstrated, and how you all in this project are benefiting from all of the hours of courage that's been cultivated in my practice. And then it's not just my practice, it's not just my little universe down here, it's other people that I know. And it's really taken a lot of courage from all of us the last couple of years to change. And I think a lot of us knew we needed to change things. Like, we needed to take a deeper dive into them and look at the things that we really didn't want to look at. And so I know for myself and for other people, this has been an amazing breakthrough time, but it's also been one of the harder times. I've been talking about 2017 just in general with colleagues and other people that I know, and they say, you know, it's been a tough year, but it's also brought to light so many things that I feel are going to be positive next year. And I totally agree with them. So with that, you know, anytime that a vibration is practiced, we all benefit from it. So I see, if I go into my mind's eye, I see that all of the courage from the past few years has now been packaged up and is accessible. It's like a gift that is available in our collective consciousness to tap into and borrow or really lean into and use when we have to make greater changes. And so you may want to incorporate, if you have a meditative practice or you know, just a way that you sit and get mindful and quiet, I would offer, set the intention to connect in to the collection of this courage from many other people who have had to use it over the last few years. And you can feel it. And then see if you can take some of it and whatever project or whatever hesitation you might have in your life, see how you can use that energy. Imagine that you bring it down into your world and imagine it, you know, you can even imagine a color and just imagine putting it in relationships all around you, or just maybe you need it for a moment to do a speech or to ask for something that you want or to shift a perspective, you know, because it takes some courage to do that. So I want to encourage you to lean into that and know that it's there available for you. And as we're shifting our ordinary perception into our creator mindset, we'll know of these energies more and more and more. I'm sure many of you have done a lot of energy healing work. And if you haven't, it's a great way to attune yourself to better intuition because it goes through the body. And I really feel like the mind-body connection is another one of our shortcuts we have to learn how to quote-unquote play better in the world as we move forward in the coming days. So what do we want to talk about before we go to break here? Let's talk about some of the, let's talk about some of the energies coming through. I mean, you're probably understanding it. I mean, if you listen to what's around you, you'll probably hear that people do want to have more love and compassion. And I believe that, see, some of these people that are a little ahead of us or people who really want to do this as their life's mission are putting in more of these vibrations into the environment for us to connect into. So you'll start hearing that more over the years. And what I love is I'm hearing it just in conversations everywhere. It can be on the metro. It can be, you know, in a diner. I mean, people are talking about energy. I mean, how cool is that? So now with systems like the Life Creator System, we're wanting to learn how to actually use energy. And that's what this system's all about. It's like, okay, we have these concepts. We've got a lot of information. How do we actually influence our world around us? And that's what we are going to be doing in the coming days. So remember, if you're wanting to get some energetic tune-up, I have 5 of these 20-minute sessions that you can take advantage of. And so give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue talking about the Life Creator System.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the Life Creator System and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the Creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship, this hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi again. We're back on the Janice Underwood Show, and we've been talking about the life creator system and energy and how we are each these little facets, these fractals, if you will, of the creator playing down here in our own sphere of influence. And this brings me to one of the tools that I love the most. I've been using this in my practice for a few years. It's got a new name, but it's the same process. And I love the process. It's a process that I take people through called a life vibration blueprint. And to me, you know, when my clients were struggling, I remember one day I just had to ask, I was like, okay, look, I do a lot of like shamanic type work. How can I help people really understand relationship and the energy within relationship? And I had this really cool vision, and I started just kind of mapping out my life in this way. You know, I took some markers and I sat down with some paper, and I just put all of the primary relationships in my life. And then I just sat and I imagined what am I like in that relationship and what do I feel like? So a lot of my practices included a process called sacred psychic surgery. And that one was the first process to come in to really let me know that I understood about energy. It was like I had to take a leap of faith with it because I was doing hypnosis primarily and I was doing past life regressions. But then I started seeing how energy was at play in people's lives. And so I started just asking people, hey, can I shift some energy vibration that I'm seeing with you, whether it was in their body or around them or within this relationship? And so I started doing that. And through time, that developed into the psychic surgery process that I do. So the life vibration blueprint to me is another level of that, where when people get more healed in the body and they understand more about how to connect to their, you know, own energy and also their intuition, then it's like we can start bringing that out into their physical world, into their relationships. And so it's been neat for me to see over the years how the energetic relationship piece has moved, you know, forward through time and how it's been helping people in different ways. And the life vibration blueprint is really nice because I think what it literally does is it reminds us that while we're on these spiritual paths, there is a time to breathe in and be within ourselves. But like an actual breath, we can't just hold that breath. So what we'll want to do is we'll want to exhale, right? We'll need to exhale. And that to me is what this next evolution of spirituality is that now everyone's who's next in line to move forward this way is going, okay, well now what do I do with all this stuff? I've got to take it out into the world. And so the life creator system is not the only system that's going to be out there that will help you do this. It's really now about relational spirituality. So it's time to take what we know of our, you know, spiritual selves and really move it more and more into the environment. So remember I talked about courage, like how when a group of people continue to put the vibration of courage out there, that more and more people naturally can be affected by it. So just that one person being courageous, or maybe I was courageous with them and then they were courageous and now they go home and their family's like, wow, something happened in you. And they're like, and you tell them your story and they're like, well, I want some of that. And they're like, well, I'm going to be courageous the next time so-and-so talks to me. That's, you know, how this works through time. It's how we all create that ripple effect. And it's going to be really neat in the coming years because now we have a collective, oh, what would you call it? It's like, I don't want to say only a collective consciousness, but I guess an awareness or an understanding. It's like a truth that we're all okay with. We just don't know what to do with it sometimes, which is this, is that everything's energy. So now we have that enough in our world that we can play with that. Like everyone can start to play with it in physical ways. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to bring the energy and run it through our body, run it through our mind, use our senses to play with the environment, look to the environment and get feedback. feedback is our friend. You know, that was one of the most healing presuppositions or truths that I took on early on when I was having relationship issues. As you can probably tell, my theme in my life has been relationships. And so, of course, I've been playing with relationships in all sorts of ways and healing relationships and learning how to be in relationship better all of my life. It's my calling, I guess you could say. And one of the things that was really difficult was, well, you know, just quite honestly, to be vulnerable in relationships when, you know, so many other things that happened in my life to tell me, oh yeah, I don't think I really want to do that. And so when we have tools available to us, like, you know, psychic surgery and the Life Vibration Blueprint, to me, they're performed in such a safe place that people naturally, though it's not necessarily the goal of our sessions sometimes, but naturally just going through these processes because they are so kind and they are so simple and they're delivered with, you know, love and compassion for the soul, you know, for that vulnerable part of us, that people can naturally just get better at relationships. So that's been something that I've been really interested in and surprised about, and how people can shift their work environment or their relationships when we were doing a session for some physical body issue. And so that's been really nice to have those stories, or people call me and go, what just happened? Like, I didn't even have to talk to this person and they stopped bothering me. I'm like, yeah, we shifted your energy. Yay. And we did this in a kind and loving way. So you didn't have to be, you know, mean or angry with them to get the point across. So I've just been really humbled by the effects of this and all the energy, the ways that we can play with energy. And so this is what you can look forward to in this system. And I can tell you that it makes life a lot more fun, but you really have to experience how it can make life more fun. Now, there are some times when you have to play with the timing some, and that's something that is doable. But I think that one of the things that I've learned is we have to go to basics first before we start moving into timing, because timing has to do with us and our own sense of timing, and then how our energy plays in the world. And so, you know, just to give you a taste of like the future, you know, down the road with the Life Creator System, that's what you can look forward to, because you can create what you want in the world so much easier and with a lot less suffering. And who doesn't want less suffering, right? Okay, well, just to remind people that we do have those spiritual vibration and energetic tunings if you want those. And wow, you know, time goes by fast when you're having fun. So how you can get a hold of me if you want more information or to connect with me, you can go to janiceunderwood.com. You can also check in with realliferealchanges.com as well. I have that website still up. And what else do I want to tell you? Well, oh, I want to tell you about next week. Okay, let me see if I have enough time to do this. I want to tell you about my guest next week. I'm going to have Beth McDonald on. She's one of the nation's top corporate intuitives. And she and I are going to be talking about the new transformational technologies out there. She's an amazing astrologer. Totally tune in. She and I, we have a blast together. And I got to tell you, the energy that she and I generate, you're going to love it. It's just amazing. So join us next week. Thank you guys for being here. I had an amazing time. I'm so grateful for all of you. Please join me every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific.
You've been listening to The Janice Underwood Show. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and step into your creator shoes. Follow Janice as she continues to explore practical, soul-based tools and the creator mindset to promote healthier relationships with our bodies. Be supported in this physical life and evolve. For more information on Janice Underwood and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.